Welcome in. Today we're making a super practical jungle and old school DNB DJ intro riser using the stretch approach, and we're doing it with stock devices only in Ableton Live 12. This is beginner friendly, but it's also one of those techniques that stays useful forever, because it makes intros feel alive and tense without spoiling the drop. Not an EDM white noise sweep situation. This is that gritty, time frozen, stretched energy you hear in proper jungle intros. By the end, you'll have two reusable risers. One made from a tiny slice of a break, stretched into a characterful whoosh, and one made from noise or atmosphere, resampled to audio, then stretched so it feels organic and tape-like. Alright, let's set up the project. Set your tempo to 170 BPM. Anywhere from 160 to 175 is fine for this style, but 170 keeps it classic. Now decide your intro length. For DJ-friendly structure, think 16 bars or 32 bars. We'll talk in 16 just to keep it tight, but you can double everything. Create two audio tracks. Name the first one break stretch. Name the second one noise stretch. And then create a return track, return A, and call it reverb send. On that reverb send return, drop Ableton's reverb. Set the decay somewhere around 4.5 to 8 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Then due to important tone controls, high cut around 6 to 9 kHz so it stays yomly and not glossy, and low cut around 200 to 400 HC so you don't smear your low mids. This return is going to let you lift the riser into the drop without drowning the mix. Now we'll build riser 1. The break stretch riser. Drop a break beat onto break stretch. Amen style. Think. Whatever you've got. Even a crusty old funk break works great. Now here's a coach tip. Don't pick the cleanest snare hit. Pick the right wrong hit. Something with a bit of room tone. Vinylish dirt. Tiny cymbal bleed, little bits of spill, because when you stretch it, that spill becomes moving air. That's the magic. Zoom in and find a strong transient. A snare is perfect. A kick snare combo can be nasty too. Even a crunchy hat cluster works. Highlight about an eighth note to a quarter bar. Short is good. Now consolidate it. CMD or Control J. You've basically created a little grain of break energy that we're going to freeze and pull out in time. Click the clip. In clip view, turn on warp. Before you do anything fancy, warp marker discipline. Set one clear transient anchor on the hit. 1. Try not to pepper the clip with extra warp markers, because the more you add, the more weird pumping and lurching you can accidentally create when you stretch long. Now choose a warp mode. For jungle stretch grit, texture is your best friend. Set warp mode to texture. Grain size, start around 100 milliseconds. Anywhere from 80 to 140 is a good range. Smaller grain sizes get more hissy and sharp. Bigger grain sizes smear more. Flux, set maybe 10 to 25. Flux adds motion so the stretch doesn't feel like a static drone. Now the fun part. Stretch it into riser length. Decide. 8 bars if you want it quick and punchy. 16 bars for full DJ intro movement. For now, stretch it to 8 or 16 bars by dragging the clip and marker out. Listen, that tiny break slice should now feel like an evolving, gritty wash that still has break character inside it. Next we shape it into a clean DJ intro riser with a simple stock device chain. On break stretch, add EQ8, then auto filter, then saturator, then optionally a compressor, and then utility. Start with EQ8. High pass it around 150 to 300 HC. Use a steeper slope, like 24 dB per octave. This matters because stretched material can carry weird low mid fog, and in a jungle intro you want tension, not mud. If it's ripping your ears, gently dip around 2 to 4 kHz. Just a little. Don't over-sculpt. We still want character. Now auto-filter. This is where the riser movement really happens. Set it to a low-pass filter, 24 dB. Start the frequency around 300 to 600 Hz, depending on how dark you want it. Then we'll automate it opening up to somewhere between 8 and 14 kHz over the length of your build. Resonance. Keep it tasteful, like 10 to 25%. If you push resonance too hard, you'll get that whistly EDM tone, and that's not what we're doing. Add a bit of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, to give it weight and attitude. Now automation coaching. Beginner-friendly but huge results. Don't draw one perfectly smooth straight-line ramp for the entire 16 bars. Instead, do a two-stage curve, a slow rise for the first 12 to 14 bars, then a faster ramp in the last 2 bars. That snap into Phobos right before the drop is a classic jungle tension move. If you want an old-school, hardware-ish feel, you can also do stair-step automation. Instead of smooth movement, bump the filter up every bar or every 2 bars. Like 500 Hz, then 800, then 1.2K, then 2K, and so on. Chunky moves, read more 90s. Next, saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Then adjust output so you're not accidentally making it way louder. We want more texture, not a level jump. Optional compressor or glue style control. If stretching exaggerated clicks or spiky peaks, a gentle compressor with a slower attack can soften the pokey bits. Keep it subtle. You're not trying to flatten it. Now utility. Set width around 70 to 90% at the start so it's controlled. Automated opening wider near the end. 110 to 130%. But here's a sneaky pro DJ friendly detail. Very wide noise and stretched textures can vanish in mono. So consider making the very last beat slightly less wide than the beat before it. That makes the drop feel more solid when it hits. Now we'll use the reverb send return for lift. On break stretch, start the send pretty low, maybe negative infinity up to around minus 20 dB. Then automate the send up in the last two bars, maybe landing around minus 12 to minus 6. It creates that room opening up moment into the drop. Before we move on, do a quick sanity check with spectrum. Temporarily drop spectrum at the end of your break stretch chain. As the riser progresses, you want to see a steady tilt upward, meaning more high frequency energy over time, not random spiky chaos. Once you're happy, you can remove spectrum. It's just a coaching tool. Cool. Riser 1 is done. Now riser 2. Noise or Atmos stretch. This one fills the intro and builds tension without stealing the spotlight. Create a MIDI track and name it Noise Source. Load Waveitable. For Oscillator 1, choose a Noise Waveitable if available. If you don't immediately find noise, don't panic. Use something bright and complex and we'll filter and process it into noise-like texture. Put a long MIDI note so it plays continuously for 8 or 16 bars. Now add Auto Filter. Set it to a high-pass filter, 24 dB. We're going to automate this frequency from around 200 Hz up to 2 to 4 kHz over the intro. This is classic tension. You remove the body, you leave the bright edge. It feels like pressure building without eating your low mids. Add auto pan for movement. Amount around 20 to 40%. Rate slow, like 0.20 to 0.40 Hz. Phase at 180 degrees for wider motion. Add reverb directly here if you want. With decay around 3 to 6 seconds, high cut around 7 to 10 kHz. And if you want a tiny old school roughness, add redux very gently. Downsample around 1.2 to 1.8 and keep bit reduction super mild, or skip it entirely. Now an important sound design tip. Make the noise not boring before you print it. In Waveitable, assign a slow LFO to something like Waveitable position or the filter cutoff. Very gentle. This creates internal movement that sounds organic once it's resampled and stretched. Now we're going to do the audio print method, because this is where the stretch intro vibe really locks in. Create an audio track called Noise Stretch. Set its input to record from noise source. You can do this by selecting audio from noise source. Arm noise stretch and record 8 to 16 bars. Now you have an audio file of the noise riser. This is great, because audio is easy to warp and manipulate like a DJ tool. Click that recorded clip. Turn on warp. Choose texture mode. Grain size around 60 to 120. Flux around 5 to 20. Now, if you want, you can stretch it even further, or tighten it, or create variations by duplicating and changing grain size automation. At this point you've got two riser layers. Break stretch for character and grit. Noise stretch for controlled tension. Let's talk quick arrangement, because this is what makes it feel like a real DJ-friendly intro. For a 16-bar blueprint, bars 1 to 8, keep it minimal. Maybe hats or a shaker loop. Bring in noise stretch quietly. Keep it narrower early, and slowly increase the high-pass filter. Bars 9 to 14, introduce break stretch low in the mix. Keep it high-passed so it doesn't smear the groove. Open its low-pass filter slowly. Bars 15 to 16, this is your pre-drop tension. Push reverb sends a bit. Increase width slightly, and speed up your automation ramp so it feels like it's locking into place. If you want extra jungle attitude, do micro cuts. In the last two bars, cut the riser for an eighth note or a 16th right before a key moment, like a snare fill or right before the drop. That tiny silence creates tension and makes the drop feel bigger. Another classic variation is the reverse stretch hybrid. Duplicate your stretched clip, reverse it, fade it in, and layer it quietly under the normal riser. You get a subtle suck in while still rising overall. Now quick common mistakes to avoid, because these will instantly make your intro feel amateur. If there's too much low end in the riser, high pass it. Systems and DJs hate muddy tension. If resonance is too high, it gets whistle-y and EDM-ish. Keep it controlled. Don't over-widen early. Save width for the end. Don't let the riser be louder than your drop. Level match and keep headroom. And if you tried Beats Warp mode and it's clicking like crazy, that's normal. Texture is usually the win for this. If you want a darker, heavier feel, do the film noir, not festival move. Use a Q8 to tame the very top end, like 10 to 16 kHz, so it's not shiny. Add distortion carefully. In Live 12 you can use roar, but keep it mild, and put a low pass after it so you don't create harsh fizz. And you can sidechain the riser to your intro kick very subtly, just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction, so the intro still breathes. Here's your 15-minute practice run so you can lock this in today. Make a 16-bar intro at 170. Create two risers, one from a snare hit using texture warp with a low-pass opening, and one from noise with a high-pass rising. Automate the break filter from about 400 Hz to 12 kHz. Automate the noise high-pass from about 250 Hz to 3 kHz. In bar 16, push reverb send up a bit. Widen both risers slightly, but keep the final beat just a touch narrower than the beat before. Then render a quick intro plus drop and check two things. At low volume, do you still feel the lift without harshness? And in mono, did anything important disappear?